Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
That's a walk-up music for our friend Terry Savage. If you have not checked out her website, terrysavage.com, you need to get everything in order for the end of the year and the beginning of the new year, and it's a wealth of information. And gold, again, how many times have you reported this year it's at an all-time high?
I think it's like 40 or 50 I saw in one of the reports. Gold closed, was over $4,500 today, $4,519 last I looked. So it's, you know, watch this. I'm going to give you an on the one hand, on the other hand.
Okay.
On the one hand, the stock market is in an all-time high. And today we had a report, a delayed report, that gross domestic product, I mean, the economy, economic growth for the third quarter, which is July, August, September, it seems a while back now, was up 4.3%. That's very strong. But on the other hand, we had a report that consumer confidence plunged, the current expectations index, or the present situation, down 9.5 points, the lowest level in 5 years. The future outlook index, now 11 consecutive months in the 70s, below the warning recession warning level of 80. And at this, so you have the stock market making new highs with the Dow over 48,000, 48,440, something like that. You have interest rates coming down a bit on the short end because the Fed has been cutting. But if the economy is so strong, maybe they can't cut again in January, is what everybody's saying. And then the rest of the world is taking a look at America and watch this. The dollar is at a 2.5 year low, and gold, the place where if you don't buy dollars, where else do you go for safety? Gold, not Bitcoin, by the way, gold, up at $4,500 an ounce. So there's something going on as we enter this year end, a reappraisal of the U.S. I don't know, but it's going to be interesting in the new year for sure.
Yes. Did you see Warren Buffett step down and pass the crown to somebody from Iowa that some media outlets were reporting as a soccer dad?
Soccer dad. I know. Well, Greg Abel is a regular human being. In other words, not someone with wings like Buffett is. But do you know that my most recent column, too, that I just put up tomorrow morning, the stock market, as it's at all-time highs, do you know what Warren Buffett's largest position is? $380 billion in chicken money T-bills. Buffett's, Berkshire owns more T-bills than the Federal Reserve.
Wow.
Now, what does that say to you? Warren Buffett, he'd give a big pronouncement if he thought it was all over for America. But what he is saying is, I want a huge stash of cash so I can buy bargains at lower prices. That's what the implication is. So maybe everybody else should take a hint from Warren Buffett. We've had a great bull market. You're going to need to spend that money in the next 5, 6, 8 years for your retirement. Maybe you want to take a little off the table.
Yeah, interesting. He's 95 years old and still
love it.
Just amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right, Terry, you ready for some questions?
Absolutely.
An RMD question. I totaled my 401k, 403b, and SEP, did the calculation. Now, can I take the entire amount out of just one account? My 403b has the highest balance.
No. And you're way too late. Go to terrysavage.com and read the article. It's about 4 or 5 weeks old now on taking your RMD. You must take a separate first of all, the valuation you use is December last year, your statement from December 2024, and you have to take a separate RMD from your 403B. If you have other IRAs, you can total those and take it from just one. And you are down to the end. You're going to face a stiff penalty. You need to tomorrow morning get on the line or do it online with your custodians and get that money sent to you right away.
Okay. Hello, Terry. My wife turned 62 in January of 2026. I turned 66 in April of 26. I plan on working until I'm 70 and collect Social Security at 70. In the meantime, should my wife be collecting Social Security until I retire, she gets spousal half?
I know, but her half will be, first of all, she will not get half of your benefit at 70. She will only get half of your full retirement benefit at, let's call it, about 67. However, it will be reduced if she takes it before her full retirement age. I'm going to send you to the only place that can do this calculation for you, MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. It costs $49. They will give you your best claiming strategy. People make mistakes, and Social Security doesn't give you the right answer most of the time. Go to MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com.
All right, we've got a call for you on line one. Welcome to the show. What's your question for Terry? Jim.
Oh, hi, Lisa and Terry. I enjoy you both on the radio. You might have already answered a little bit. This has to do with taking Social Security. I was going to do it at 65, and my wife is 3 years younger. So at 62, she could also get her half. She didn't make enough income to get beyond that. So does it make sense if she...
Wait, is it that, I'm guessing that's the guy that just sent the same question via text, right?
Right.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but this is really important. Look, folks, people make mistakes all the time. When you're a widow, let's just say your husband dies first. When you're a widow, you get his full check, assuming you've been married and so forth, and you were married at death, all those caveats. You get his full check. But if you're a spouse, if you waited till 70, you're going to get his full bigger check. If you're a spouse, you're only going to get, while he's alive, half of his check at his full retirement age, not the plus up for going to 70. You want to not take your benefits in most cases, until you reach your own full retirement age, because otherwise you'll be penalized. So you need to go to MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com.
Absolutely.
It's a very secure thing. You have to give them your social security number. They get your work record, his work record, and they go through this, all the possible computations, not only just for the current check, but over the balance of your life. So you make the smartest decision.
Someone said, if I go to maximize my social security and pay $49, can I still use that 2 or 3 years from now, or is it a one-time deal?
No, that's not the point. You're not going to change. Once you've made that decision, you've made that decision. The important point is to make the first decision correctly so that you're not forever getting a benefit that is lower than it could have been. So once you made that decision and they say, well, take this now and later you can do that. Or if your spouse dies, you will get that. You'll have the whole picture laid out in front of you. You won't need to go back.
Someone asked, how do they sell their gold?
Well, it depends on whether you're talking about jewelry or whether you're talking about coins. You need to find a American Numismatic Association member, and the website of the American Numismatic Association is money.org. It's a great, and it'll tell you where the nearest certified dealer in Chicago in the loop. I give a commercial to Harlan J. Burke. I've used them to buy. I've never sold any gold coins. I've only bought them, kept them, and put them in a safe deposit box for 40-some years now. So I'm pretty happy with the prices today. Now, gold jewelry is another thing. Pretty soon, you're going to see these things happening at hotel ballrooms out at the, you know, Holiday Inn somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're coming to buy your gold. So here's the thing. First of all, your gold is probably 14 karat gold, maybe 18 karat gold. Okay. Plus there's a melt cost. But with gold prices up there now, I'm going to have to figure out a reference for where you would go to sell your jewelry. We're not talking about designer jewelry, well, I don't even know the names, famous designer jewelry, but that have some value as jewelry itself. But for the gold value, you have to be very careful who you're dealing with. And remember that even though gold may be that much an ounce, your ounce, you can't just weigh it on your bathroom scale. It's troy ounces,
right.
Number one. And number two, it's not solid gold.
All right. And we have one last question from Jim. Ashley said it'll be quick. Jim, what's your question for Terry Savage?
Yes, my daughter asked me, she has a decent size account. She's a good saver. She's 32. And she said, who should I talk to? What investment company should I go to? And I said, I would really look at three. One is Fidelity, Vanguard, or Schwab. And go
stop for 1 second. Those are platforms. And if she wants to make her own decision at Fidelity, she can open it. First of all, it should be an IRA. It should be a Roth IRA. She doesn't need the deduction. If she's working, she needs to put money, again, she can do that until tax time this coming year, into an IRA. Second of all, Fidelity, Vanguard, and Schwab are wonderful places to go and buy stocks and mutual funds and exchange-traded funds. If you know what you want to buy, and for someone in their 30s, I'd say just buy the Standard & Poor's 500 stock fund. But if you want advice about structuring your life and your financial life, you don't want to take it from someone who's trying to sell you something. So go to terrysavage.com. There's a box that says find your trusted financial advisor. You'll be connected to WealthRamp, which will match you with a fee-only fiduciary advisor.
Wonderful. Terry, thank you so much for joining us. We're so appreciative of everything you contribute and how you take care of the listeners of this radio station, and we look forward to celebrating the new year with you.
Thanks, Lisa. I hope for a happy holiday season for everyone, and yes, going into the new year, a healthy and prosperous one.